Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ironically, if I may, just for a moment, and I'm probably driving some people a little bit nuts with this, but it's the most bizarre situation I have ever been through as a homeowner. Mm-hmm. We're moving. You know about what's going on in my backyard. There's been a complete mess for 2 weeks. Tweeting, seeing the pictures the other day. They're digging out a pool. It's a pool. I'm moving. We're closing on this house on Wednesday. All concrete. We thought it was just something metal that because it, you know, had to come out because the scanners went off. Anyway, every day it has been escalated to a new level of ridiculousness. So as of when we spoke last on Friday, it was all right. They're digging out the pool this weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. Started digging out the pool Saturday. Half of my backyard is a giant pile, and the other half is a giant hole. So they're digging it out, all kinds of concrete. This thing, and I have a I have less than 0.2 acres, mm-hmm. a tiny postage stamp. This pool ends up being 15 by like 30. It is massive for this backyard. So they're digging it out, and I'm just, God, that's bigger than we thought. Of course it was. All right. Get to the point, we have a big tree in the middle of the backyard, part of the allure of this. Guy gets to it and said, tree's got to go. I'm like, what? And this is not a tiny tree. This is a big damn tree. Mm-hmm. Tree's got to go. In the middle of Saturday afternoon, I call the people who are buying a house. Come on over. You're going to want to see this. I don't know what you want to do. The tree's got to go. That's another few bucks, to say the least. And I'm just losing it by this point.
None of this has caused the potential buyers to change their mind?
This was my concern briefly on Saturday.
Yeah.
Once he said the tree's got to go, I'm thinking, do I want to call my attorney and find out, is there a possibility of they wanting to bail on this?
Yeah, because me, I would be out.
Thanks.
No, I'm just saying, think about it. If you were getting ready to buy a home
right,
and all this is going on,
yeah.
You just say to yourself, you know what? I'm out.
Well, the people who are buying the house love the house.
Okay.
They got two kids. They feel like the backyard size is going to be good.
Cool.
And when this thing is all done, it's just going to basically be flat with dirt.
Yeah.
But it also has a patio.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to have to just reseed or sod. They're going to have to reseed it.
Yep.
But they're thinking big picture. So they came over and they're like, take the tree out. So they dig the tree out. Saturday night, they're getting ready to dig the tree out on Sunday. Saturday night, still up in North Jersey, it pours.
Yeah.
Absolutely pours. Now, we got the fenced-in backyard, so the dog has a doggy door. She can just go in and out.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to go out. I got the doggy door closed because part of the fence is gone because they had to get the two giant backhoes back there.
Right.
2:00 in the morning. Dog starts complaining. Got to go outside. It is pouring. Absolutely pouring. And I look at the dog, and she knows. And I said, we're going to make this quick. She gives me a look. We're going to make it quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Goes outside. I am in my underwear. That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Boxers, if you were curious.
Yeah, I was hoping.
Well, nobody needs to see me in tighty-whities, man. Or briefs. No. Doesn't have to happen. Anyway, That dog sprints out of there, runs around the backyard, around the giant pile, around the giant hole, mm-hmm. sees the gate open. And the rain coming down, you would have thought she was Tim Robbins in Shawshank. She sprinted out the door and is gone. So now I'm standing there in my underwear in the back of the house. All right, what am I going to do? All right, I got to get some shoes on. I got some sneakers on. I go outside. I'm trying to find her. Can't find her. I got the treat. I'm yelling, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I step in about 4 giant mud holes. Mm. It is just a bad scene. Mm. And I got to come around the house. And there is a 290-pound man in a pair of underwear and sneakers looking for a dog. Mm. 3 houses away.
And you walk down the street in your underwear.
Yeah.
And there you go.
In the rain.
That's a nice little sight for neighbors to see.
Morgan Freeman could have been narrating this. It was so bad. And the dog comes back. Oh, here, like it's nothing. Oh, no big deal. You're killing me.
Yeah.
You're just killing me. Can you just go pee, get back in the house, let's go? And then yesterday they took out the 2 trees. And then I'm waiting to find out today exactly what's next. Because something's coming. Something's coming. Dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I tweeted out, you probably saw a couple of the pictures. Mm-hmm. It's
a mess.
Somebody just beat me over the head with one of those shovels. That's what it boils down to. Just beat me over the head. They're lovely people who are buying it. It's your problem now.
Yeah.
As soon as we close, mm-hmm. I will sprint out of that office. 888-729-9494. You're welcome. I know you wanted to know.
We do, man. We're worried, brother.
Well, especially me in my underwear in the rain.
No, yeah, we could have dealt without that, though. We could have, you know.
I got to say, you know, kind of looked like Tebow a couple years ago running off the field in the rain. Kind of looked like it. Shirtless. Jim at Tacony. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
How are you, fellas?
I've been better.
What's up, Jim?
Listen, here's my prediction. And I'm glad we got back to football and not the swimming pool.
Okay.
But anyway, I see the Eagles going 11 or 12. They'll probably split with Dallas. I could see them taking New York and Washington both games.
So they're going to sweep the Giants and they're going to sweep the Redskins.
I believe so. Very doable.
See, I think they go 4-2 in the division. I think they sweep the Redskins and split with the other two.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll take that.
Sure. But the other thing here, you got to worry about your defense there, but I believe we're relying more heavily on the offense scoring points, which the offense pretty much, I think, is going to win the game. I don't see the defense being as strong as we hope, but I think they're relying more heavily on the offense.
I think that you bring up an interesting point. You know, is that defense going to be as strong as we hope? I think that the defensive line certainly has an opportunity to be a dominant group. But as far as strong as we hope, that's one that, I mean, for me.
Well, what are you hoping for?
All right, do you hope that they're better than the 12th defense that they ended up ranked last year?
Yeah, they'll be a top 10 defense this year.
Top 10.
Yep.
So only a couple of spots and you'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, I can't be upset at a top 10 defense.
No, can't be. I don't know if it's going to be top 10 again.
Yeah.
I'm not there on that one.
Yep, top 10.
How about Mark? He's in Northeast. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Great show, man.
What's up, man?
What up, Mark?
How's it going? Listen, I think the Eagles will be able to run the ball effectively. My bold prediction, and let me know what you guys think. I think Carson still throws 30 touchdowns, 4,000 yards.
I like it.
See, the 4,000 yards.
I'm with you, Mark.
The 4,000 yards, yeah. That's not so bold anymore.
Right.
Because where did he end up last year? 38, 37?
Somewhere like that. Yeah.
And it's just the way the league is. Mm-hmm. But the 30 touchdowns, less than 10 interceptions, the one that I threw out there, I'm with you on that.
All right. I'll take one each from you then.
One from column A, yeah. One from column B.
I look at this schedule, right? Washington in the first game is good. That's good for the Eagles, Washington in the first game. We can go down there and steal that one. Man, they got to play Alex Smith.
I know, but you know Alex how tough Smith. That place is to play.
Yeah, but they lose there. Just because it's tough don't mean that you can't beat them. Did they not lose to the Steelers there?
They did.
Okay. Did they not lose to Tennessee out there last year?
They did.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a tough place. I get it. But you can lose. They play the lights of Jared Goff. Who the hell is the quarterback in San Francisco? Brian Hoyer. Mitchell Trubisky in Chicago. I'm looking at some of these other teams here. What else I got here? Trevor Siemian, Denver. Arizona, Carson Palmer stinks. Larry Fitzgerald is 90 years old. No, I mean, seriously. And I love Larry Fitzgerald. But what else do they have besides Larry Fitzgerald at the receiver position? I know David Johnson is the running back.
John Brown's not bad.
John Brown?
He's a deep threat.
Got phased out last year.
John or Jerron? There were two Browns.
Whichever one of them. The one that was good the year before, number 12.
That was John.
Yeah, he got
number 12.
Got phased out of there a little bit last year. They don't have Michael Floyd in them anymore.
No, they don't.
So I don't know how good Arizona's going to be.
Didn't they draft a receiver? I'm not sure if they did.
Who did it? I don't know what Arizona did. No, Arizona drafted our guy from Temple.
Oh, right? That's right.
They drafted Hassan Reddick.
Yeah. Look, we can look at it this way. I think they're going to beat the Cardinals at home. I don't think the Cardinals are that good. I think that they have a chance to do some. If everything went right, they have a chance to be a pretty good, you know, team. If everything went right, they can be a 10-6 team. It's so rare that happens for me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.